Hi friend, it's Phil Hayes Sinclair. In this episode of the Partnership Playbook, you are going to hear a keynote that I gave last week for an event that combined two organizations that I love. One is called Inspiring Rare Birds, where the mission is to help advance women entrepreneurship. And the second organization is one called Dress for Success. We're going to link to both organizations in the show notes. But I thought, given the work on partnerships that we always talk about on this show, it was important that you also hear this story. So without further ado, here's my keynote from last week. Good afternoon, everyone. It's such a privilege to be here with you at this Dress for Success occasion, a room full of people who already believe in the power of women and girls. I want to begin by saying thank you for showing up, for giving your time, your attention, and your belief. These things matter far more than we sometimes admit. My story, like many of yours, starts with a woman who showed me what strength really looks like. For me, that is my mum. She emigrated to Australia in the 1970s from Colombia. She arrived in Canberra, the home of brown corduroy, brown jumpers, and bad haircuts. She is relentless in her love, even when the world isn't kind or easy. She didn't have fancy titles or a platform, but she is a masterclass in resilience. Today, at 80, she is an entrepreneur, a mother, a grandmother, and a palliative carer. Her determination shaped the lens through which I see the world. It's why I became a soldier. It's why I became a scientist. It's why I've dedicated my life to working in support of advancing women's health. And it's why today I am proud to serve as the ambassador for Inspiring Rare Birds, a movement driven to ensure every girl and every woman knows her worth, owns her story, and gets the opportunity to thrive. But let's be clear, thriving isn't just about confidence or courage. It's about access to health, to opportunity, to leadership, to partnership. And that's where all of us come in. I would like to share two truths with you today, and here is the first. When I first began studying health outcomes, the data was staggering. While women are 50% of the population, most of our systems, from medical research to corporate investment in health, were not built with them in mind. In fact, it wasn't until 1993 that women were required to be included in clinical research in the United States. In Australia, we still face severe delays and a lack of knowledge and confidence in the diagnosis and treatment of women's health conditions, especially when it comes to the menopause transition, an event that impacts every woman. Women have been taught to tolerate more. And I don't think that's good enough. I often say hope is not a health strategy. We need better data, better systems, and better champions. Because when women are healthy, they are seen, heard, and supported. Everything improves. Families, workplaces, economies, and communities. And that's not just my opinion. There are decades of evidence to support this view. But it isn't just a health problem. It's a leadership opportunity. At Inspiring Rare Birds, we don't just work with girls in school. We work with CEOs, founders, and community leaders, because if we're serious about change, we need champions at every level. And a champion is not just someone who says, "I support women." A champion is someone who makes sure paid parental leave is not a benefit, but a baseline. A champion is someone who designs career pathways that allow women to grow and lead at every stage of their career. A champion is someone who measures success not by quarterly earnings, but by how well we lift people as we all climb. And here's the kicker. This isn't charity. It's sound strategy. Companies that invest in gender equity perform better. Period. They are more innovative, more resilient, and significantly more trusted by consumers. So let's stop acting like investing in women is a nice to have. It's an essential ingredient to enduring success. If you're a leader in this room, ask yourself this. Do we have a pipeline of women moving into decision-making roles? Are we listening to what women in our teams and communities actually need? Are we building a workplace where a young girl today would feel safe, supported, and inspired tomorrow? These are not soft questions. They are the hard questions that determine whether your business will thrive in the coming decade. The second truth I want to offer is for those of us who identify as men in my generation, and for those that came before us, and for those who are our sons and nephews. Women don't need saving. They need sponsors, allies, and partners. I've seen what happens when female soldiers and officers, clinicians, entrepreneurs, and CEOs have someone standing shoulder to shoulder with her, not just cheering her on, but opening doors, offering encouragement, and providing air cover. When we pair belief with opportunity, it changes the game. I've seen it in biotech companies led by female scientists who just needed a platform. I've seen it in early stage founders who went from pitching for permission to owning the room because someone chose to champion them, not just mentor them. If you're wondering what you can do today, this week, or this year, here it is. Be the person who asks, what barriers can I remove so she can do what she's capable of? And so finally, let me leave you with this. Every woman in this room is already walking her own version of a tightrope, balancing expectations, ambition, and often the invisible labor of holding others up. Our job, the job of anyone who has power, influence, or even a little bit of compassion, is to make sure she doesn't have to walk that tightrope alone. Because when she rises, so do we all. This lunch today is far more than a fundraiser. It's a reminder and a radical call to action that every girl deserves to wake up in a world that sees her, values her, and invests in her. And every woman deserves a workplace, a healthcare system, and a community that honors her contributions, not just with words, but with action. So let's get to work. Let's champion boldly. Let's lead differently. And let's never forget, when we champion her, we all rise. Thank you.